Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi, I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking about love and three secrets to create more love in your life and relationships. I've developed several tools that have been tried and tested by thousands of married couples now, all over the world, and I want to share some basic tips today. Before I go into them, let's go over what love is. According to the dictionary, love is a variety of emotional and mental states typically strongly and positively experienced, that ranges from deepest interpersonal affection to simple pleasure. Love is in all of us. As babies, we are born perfect. We don't have to do anything to become perfect. We just are perfect. They are full of love. We are born as love and with love. Babies love everything about themselves. They love their body, even their own feces. They are loving and confident, acting as if they know that they are perfect. And they express their emotions freely. You were like that. We all were. And then we started to listen to adults' fears and limitations and beliefs and learned to deny our own brilliance. We forgot that love is in us. As adults, we may choose to live a life without love. A baby would never do that. If there was no love at birth, we would die. Therefore, it must be in all of us. This is how the human race survives. Love is more than just a feeling. Love is more than just a feeling, it's an energy and action. Often a husband or wife will say to me that they're not sure if they are in love anymore. So I ask them, what loving acts have you taken to show love or be loving? And they nearly always reply that they are not doing much. This is either because they are no longer sure if they love their partner, where they are stuck in their head, analysing everything. The mind cannot explain love or feel love, as it's a state of being, a way of acting. You cannot feel love if you're not doing it. You cannot feel love if you're not taking any action. In order to feel more love, we need to be love. The other main reason that people don't experience love in their relationship is because they've stopped giving love as they're waiting to receive it first. Often I hear men and women say, I've been giving too much. Or when they change, then I'll be more loving. This is limiting love and putting conditions on it, which halts the free flow energy of love. Love needs to flow. It cannot be restricted or used as a tool to bargain with. The last reason many people complain about a lack of love in their relationship is because they feel they're giving everything to their partner. They give so much love at the sacrifice of their own love and needs. And this creates an energy of lack of love. And a lack of love is how they will feel. In order to give love at high energy frequency, we need to be love. This means we need to be loving to ourselves first and then others, including people we love, strangers and our enemies. That's a real key to living a love-filled life. Be the love you were born as by loving yourself and all beings. I didn't realize this. For years, I kept focusing on what my partner was not giving me. I didn't have any idea back then that this analysing his behaviour and thinking negatively about him and the relationship was making things worse. The more I focused my attention to the lack of love, the less love I felt, and therefore I didn't take as much action. The less love I gave out, the less love came back to me. Our energy and belief affect our behaviour and create our reality. If we feel happy and positive, we will create happy and positive circumstances. If we feel love is lacking and the relationship is lacking, we'll create a relationship that feels empty, lacking, and unrewarding. Simple, right? So how can you create more love and happiness into your life and relationships right now? Here are three secret ways to create more love in your life. Number one is to stop complaining. Complaining creates more of the same. It makes you feel agitated, angry and stressed, which isn't good to be carrying around. A man is what he thinks about all day long, according to Emerson. If you are having relationship issues, don't complain to anyone other than a professional in the field, as by complaining, you suffer. You get to relive the annoyance and it becomes your focus, so you'll notice it more and create a sense of more things lacking. Divorce starts in the mind. Before it gets to this stage, you and your partner can change your energy and thoughts to match love. When you switch to focus on the great qualities you each have, the whole vibration of the relationship will shift. Claim love. Joseph Murphy, The Power of the Subconscious Mind, studied the science behind how our minds operate and found that the reason that affirmation statements often don't work for a majority of people is because they don't believe them. Instead, he argues, if you want to create more wealth in your life, repeat the word wealth when you wake up and go to sleep. So I thought I would test this in my relationship and life, and I realized by saying the word love 7 times when I woke up, before bed and throughout the day, when I felt frustrated, stressed, or disappointed, I felt instantly better. By simply stating a word, you can awaken a new energy in you. That is, if you want to experience more love, start saying it more and you experience more positive feelings and experiences. When you wake up, put your hand on your heart and state the word love 7 times. Love. 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 Do the same before bed and throughout the day. It's amazing how powerful this simple repeating can affect how you act, how you feel, and create a huge change in your relationship. And since discovering this myself, I've then put this into action in other people's relationships and seen a major transformation in them, both in how they feel and in the dynamics of the relationship. It really works. Don't take my word for it. Just try it. Try it for a few days and see how you feel. The last is be love. This is really the whole thing and the only thing you really need to do to bring more love into your life. It's so key that I've created a whole program with 23 audios and workbooks on how to embody love in your body, relationship, and life more deeply. If you're open to learning more about that, then join my Relationship Secret Masterclass using the link that I'm going to provide with this show. In the meantime, to help yourself get into the loving energy and stay in the loving energy, focus on taking loving acts towards yourself. Self-love, according to David Rico, is taking loving actions to make yourself happy, healthy, and grow professionally, emotionally, or spiritually. 2, when you feel off track or about to react to something your loved one has said or hasn't or done, stop and ask yourself, what would love do? Or how can I be more loving to myself or them? 3 is meditate on love. I've created several powerful and love awakening meditations and hypnotherapy audios. I find them very powerful combined with actions to love myself and others. You may want to try some that work for you. Thousands in my Empowered Love Formula program also get amazing results quickly from love meditations. If you're not into meditation, then Whitney Houston, The Greatest Love of All, is a beautiful song that talks about self-love happening inside of her that can get you into the state of feeling love. As always, I hope there's something useful that you can take from this and start applying in your relationship. If some of this seems a bit strange or way out there for you, just try it. What have you got to lose? And let me just say as well that if you do want to find out more about the Empowered Love Formula, about awakening your love energy, about creating more harmony in your relationship, more passion in your relationship, then join me in my Marriage Secret Masterclass. I'm going to put the link with this audio so that you can join me. From my heart to yours, have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.